Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, your dear friend, Susie Ruffle.
And me, your dear friend, Tom Allen. Oh, Suze, how lovely to be speaking to you as ever.
As ever. How are you, love?
I'm good, thank you. I think I'm coming out the other side of it, but I did feel that autumnal blues come in. I couldn't shake it off, as Taylor Swift kept telling me to do.
Yes, well, that's the thing. It's hard to always listen to Taylor Swift.
It's very difficult.
Because she is a billionaire. So she's got a very different...
perspective on things.
Yeah.
She pays someone to shake it off for her.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's very hard to... I was thinking that the other day when I was scrolling... which I try not to do, but I did do it a bit last week. Again, because similarly, the winter blues were creeping in and I thought, let's make this worse.
Let's make this worse. That's exactly the sort of thing I would do.
And there was some celebrity talking about, like, mindfulness. And I was like, I mean, yeah, but you've got, like, a room in your house that you...
Meditation room.
Yeah, you have, like, a meditation room.
You've got a podcasting room, Susie.
Do you know what I do? And I should count my lucky stars for that. I can meditate in here, but I just don't want to.
No. Stressful.
Why would I want to sully this room that I have so much fun in with my thoughts?
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, that, you know, I can't do it. Even with Adrienne guiding me, I can't do it. I've given up now.
Are you still seeing Adrienne?
Not as often as I, again, because that would be really helpful if I did go and do some yoga with Adrienne. So instead, what I did is not do that.
Oh, great. And instead sort of look at your phone.
Scrolled on BBC News. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, really horrible. Yeah.
And then obviously just spent hours scrolling on Instagram.
Very dreadful.
Absolutely dreadful. Absolutely.
Being acutely aware of everybody else's life.
Absolutely. All the things that we get told not to.
That they want to share.
That they've chosen to share.
Yeah.
Just looking sideways everywhere. And not.
But people don't share the bad things, do they? That's the thing.
They do not. We do.
That's basically what this podcast is built on. But no one's ever like, oh God, I've got a pile. I'm going to see the doctor. Like, no one would say that. I would really rate that.
Yes, I'm sure there'd be a world of it.
There might be
out there. We don't know. We don't look for it because we're just too busy just basking in the glory of other people's shared successes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, funny. Tom, that sounded, it sort of went almost too bleak at the end.
Did it?
Yeah. Maybe try that with an Australian inflection. You're just right, to be a bit more character.
Basking in other people. Yeah. I mean, no.
Securities.
I mean, Instagram is just designed to stress us out.
To do that. Do you know what my favourite thing on Instagram is? Kat Burns and her wardrobe. And her music. Oh, I love her music.
Right.
I've been a fan of her for a little while. I actually knew about her before Traitors.
I was going to say, wow, you're really putting your...
Yeah, it's like when people say I like the first album of Coldplay. But I actually do really like her first album. Mm. I was there first. Kat, notice me. Mm. But, oh my God. How she dresses. That's how I want to dress.
Oh, okay. So chic. Oh, okay.
So chic and cool, don't you think?
I don't follow her, so okay, I should.
Oh, Tom. She's so great.
Oh, okay, I will.
And she's so cool, and her music's great. There we go. You heard it here first.
Okay.
It here first about the woman that's got a million followers on Instagram. I actually broke her.
Yeah, well, you probably did.
Yeah.
You know, without realising.
I'm sure.
I, I've had to move my bust upstairs.
Oh, Tom.
You know, the one I got from...
The tits?
No, not the tits. The one from Chatsworth House.
That I got on that visit
when I went with Eleanor. And the veiled lady. And I loved it. I thought it was so beautiful. But then it's on the bloody traitors all the time. Because it's in the background and they painted it. And I was like, well, I can't have that. You know, like, oh. What are the chances as well?
What are you worried about? That someone's going to come around and say, oh.
Oh, what have you bought there? The traitor's bust.
Tom, who is coming around your house that speaks to you like that?
Well, nobody, but I just don't want them to think of it. But no, I've just moved it. It's over. Every time I look at it, I'm like, no, I don't want it here anymore.
Okay.
It's been difficult.
Yeah, it sounds like you... I feel like the veiled lady is getting some of the energy maybe from some other areas of your life. Because I don't feel like...
The veiled lady...
Like, you need to go in the cupboard. You will not be seen by anyone. You make me sick.
The veiled lady is...
Where is she living now?
Which is actually just over the side of here, actually, just where she's...
Oh, so now she's watching you.
No, she's watching me all the time. Well, she can't see me because she's got a veil on.
No, of course. But,
you know, she's there. She's there. I know she's there.
Are you sure it's the veil? Is it? You sure it's a veil and it's not just Claudia's fringe?
It's a very out-of-control fringe. Yes, maybe it is, actually. She's a Vestal Virgin, I think, the veiled lady.
Oh, aren't we all?
Aren't we all? She should be in the hallway. That's what they said.
Why?
Because the Vestal Virgins were the like goddesses who guarded the house, so they should be in the hallway.
Oh, put her outside. Put her on the step.
Put her on the step if she wants to be there. I hope that veil can keep off the chill.
Has she got her, what's it called, décolletage? Is that...
Oh, I never know that word. What is décolletage? Yeah, décolletage.
Décolletage.
Is that top of your boobs?
Yeah, top of your boobs, yeah.
Oh, so what were you going to describe it as?
I was going to say it's when you pretend you're French about your chest.
Oh, that's nice.
Décolletage. Because as you get older, one has to be... My mum's absolutely obsessed with putting sun cream on it. Oh, I don't want it to be wrinkly there.
Oh, yes, I know. I'm familiar with this. Mm. Well, I know men don't worry about their décolletage, do they?
Well, how often have you got your décolletage out?
Seldom, if ever.
Yeah, oh, do you remember that phase that we went through as a community where lots of men wore V-neck T-shirts?
Oh, wasn't it awful?
Really bad. I think Louis Spence. Absolutely dreadful. I hated that on a guy. And listen, it's not me being gendered in clothing.
Please.
Let me tell you, I'm not gendered in clothing at all, but I just hated that look.
Mm-hmm.
A plunging neckline on a man. I mean, it's really hard to pull off.
I was never a fan. I'm sorry if this offends any of our dear listeners. I was never a fan of a baggy V-neck T-shirt with a skinny jean.
No, you know, dreadful.
And then a big boot. I never understood that.
No, I didn't understand that. I didn't like it.
I hated.
Mm. Do you remember Diamante belly chains?
isn't that like what the Sugar Babes would have or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a necklace for your gut. Well, I imagine you probably wouldn't be too.
Gut focused?
Yeah, I think you would probably be. It would probably be a bit lower than that.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But, yeah. Sometimes you'd. I had one that was a belt, but it was sort of the width of a necklace, so it wasn't doing anything in the belting area.
It wouldn't be holding anything up.
No, nothing at all.
Did you think about getting them in braces?
Yeah. I mean, I probably would have worn that.
Mm-hmm. That would look good on you.
Oh, I went through a phase of wearing braces, but I don't know. I think you've got to have the right trousers.
Oh, Susie, never a truer word said. But I thought that's a staple of lesbian cuisine.
Yeah, I think it can be. Mm. The brace. Mm. Brace, brace.
Brace. Assume the brace position, yes.
Which is when you just pull it down. The brace position is when you say to someone, could you do up the back for me? Yeah. Once pinged off.
I know, that's the thing. I like to wear braces, as I'm sure a lot of our listeners won't be surprised to hear. And I think they do make a trouser sit better, but the trouble is it does fall off my narrow shoulders quite a lot.
Have you thought about getting a brace as a halter neck?
Oh, now that would be lovely. What, just tying around my neck?
Well, I think you could get them stitched.
Lovely. Lovely. Is that what a halter neck is? I always get confused with a halter neck.
A halter neck goes round like this.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. What's the other
side? Not good for me. Because where you're narrow, I have quite muscular shoulders.
Gosh. Wow. You heard it at first.
Listen, yeah. I can swim the butterfly.
I was going to say.
And I don't care who knows it.
She's a swimmer, ladies and gentlemen.
She swims.
We get it. She swims.
But because of that, that was something I was very aware of as a teenager. I remember someone saying to me, oh my God, look how big your shoulders are.
Oh.
And of course, I put that in my hate myself backpack and carried it all the way through to my mid-30s. But I don't think I've got particularly big shoulders, but now if I wear a strappy top, that voice comes into my head.
Oh, but what, I mean, firstly, when will we ever be happy with ourselves? That's the big thing, isn't it? Of like, we just kind of, you know, all these things that nobody notices except us.
Yeah.
That we're just obsessed with. I just think it's such a thing. It's such a malady of our world.
No, I think quite a lot about your narrow shoulders.
Oh, actually.
That's why I keep sending you those pictures of people doing bench presses.
Susie, what is this video? I don't understand. Chin lifts.
I think your shoulders are beautiful.
Well, thank you. But, you know, we're all just like convinced that we're not as we're not right in some way.
Now you wore a like a 1930s suit on something we did
recently.
Maybe on your Fired.
Oh yes, the brown one.
Yeah. Oh, in my memory, it's green, but yeah, it could be grey.
Oh, there was a green one. Yes.
That with a brace would look amazing. Oh, did you wear that with braces? Because they're those high-waisted ones.
High-waisted trousers are a real game-changer, aren't they?
A game-changer, yeah. That's a very good look on you.
Oh, thanks, Suze. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
I don't know if they are or not.
I think you should consider.
The brace buttons are my favourite once you get those on.
Oh, yes. That really changes the story, doesn't it?
Yeah, because the clips sometimes come unclipped.
And there's nothing less debonair than having to fiddle with a brace clipper.
Absolutely. A brace clip which is pinged off.
Yes. Surrounded by the Vestal Virgins.
The Vestal Virgins will not take kindly to that, let me tell you.
No, none of them will help. They're quite rude like that.
Yeah, they are very rude. She never does anything that veiled lady.
Should we have some emails?
Suze, I would love an email or two. What have you got in your sack? The other sack, not the sack that tells you that your shoulders aren't right.
Hi, Susie and Tom. I feel I've given away the punchline somewhat in the subject line here, but here we go. Sorry. The subject line is votes for women. Today on Where the Snout Ends and the Face Begins, you talked about getting children into The Sound of Music, my favourite film ever since I can remember, and Mary Poppins. Mm. But Susie said the kids aren't interested in the feminism element of the sister suffragette.
Oh.
I didn't think mine was interested in that bit either. However, I took my kids on holiday to Fortaventura, daughter 3, son 6 months, with grandparents in a virtually empty and extremely echoey baggage reclaim hall. You know how they have so much tiling in these airports.
Yes.
My 3-year-old, apropos of nothing, suddenly at the top of her voice shouted out, "Votes for women!" alongside a one-handed air punch.
Oh!
Cue several British families absolutely melting down with laughter, and most of the family dying of shame, and me going, yes, the feminist message of Mary Poppins has landed. Mission complete. I'm a like-minded ally with a straight mum and gay dad who was made to marry a woman by a religion. Needless to say, we are breaking the cycle and my kids will be whoever they will be, no matter what. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Jess.
Jess. That's wonderful. Your children might turn out to be Glynis Johns by the sound of it.
Oh, and wouldn't that be lovely?
Wouldn't that be lovely?
And what's his name? The dad?
George Banks.
Oh,
George. George
Banks. His name is George Banks, but in real life, do we know?
Stephen Tomlins.
Yes, because you love him, don't you?
Well, I always thought, gosh, he looks old. And then when I've watched it more recently, I'm like, gosh, he's attractive. That's,
Was he like a style icon for you as a small child?
Yes. What do you mean, a small child?
Sorry.
Yeah, I think that scene when he goes to the bank at the end, that's my favourite bit. I used to watch that again and again as a teenager. All my friends would be out at the pub. I would be disappearing into George Banks land when he mournfully, of course, pops on his bowler hat and goes to see them at the bank. And he has to walk through the park. around the cathedral with the saints and apostles, and then and goes to them to see them. But it's very mournful, of course, dignified.
Which is, of course, your favourite.
Much my raison d'être. yes, I mean, I say, gosh, wasn't he attractive? I think I can see that he's handsome. I think I should probably say, other than I don't think he's like four.
I don't think anyone was thinking that you were objectifying George Banks, Tom. I think, I don't know that we need to worry about absolutely everything.
Wow, I've stopped listening to that podcast. It's become very, I don't know, lascivious. Obviously, our listeners would say lascivious. one that I'm quite intrigued by.
Yes.
Is mainly because of the subject, which is Christian prayer cushions.
Yes.
Of course, I'll always open a message that starts with that. Hello. Halfway through today's episode, that's what I like about our listeners. They will press pause on the tape and they will go to the typewriter and write a message there and then. And I was shouting, prayer cushions are hassocks at my device. I knew it. How do I know this? Well, as most things in life, I found out from the Two Ronnies Mastermind sketch, where Ronnie Corbett answers the question before the current one. A brilliant one, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
There is a Benny Hill version of it. I think Benny Hill did it first. Anyway, that's
really?
But that's trivia. That's trivia. I don't know if
should one be Barker, one be Corbett? Because he's given us the script here.
Oh, yes.
Okay. What do people kneel on in church?
The Right Reverend Robert Runsby.
What do tarantulas pray on?
Hassocks.
You get the gist.
All the buys from Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, what a lovely message to receive. Thank you so much for that. Obviously, very similar life to mine, based in the Two Ronnies and theological upholstery. Ecclesiastical
tapestries.
Again, it's very difficult, isn't it, for them to know where to put this podcast, and I like it.
Yeah, when people say, what's it about?
Well,
do you have any feelings on tapestry?
Sort what are your thoughts on
with a religious flair?
References to sketch comedy from the late 1970s? No? Okay.
Well, you do you.
Also, Tom is named after a very famous medieval, I should say Renaissance composer. Don't think that escaped my notice, Tom. But I won't say their full name to preserve their anonymity. And I could, no, he just said inside it Tom, isn't it? So I just shouldn't say it. And I've alluded to what his name might be. So I've essentially ruined it.
Are you okay, love?
Yes, yes, just that's how my brain is working at the moment.
That felt like you were falling into a spiral.
I am on a well, exactly is how I feel. That's exactly how I feel.
Well.
Go on, Suze, what one would you like to do?
I'd like to do Lewis and All the Love. Dearest Susie and Tom, Steph here, a stylist, clang, based in North London, hailing originally from near Edinburgh.
Oh, I say.
Very nice. Maybe Morningside?
I hope it's Morningside you're from.
I may be but a loving ally. However, as an anxious millennial with a love of musical theatre and all things camp and strong tailoring, your podcast is right up my boulevard.
Welcome home.
Yeah. Welcome home. We're a broad church. The arms are open.
We are.
I was recently rather confused by Susie heading to Lewis for the night. Mm. Awfully far, I thought.
Oh. I see where this is going.
Awfully far, thought I. Mm. All the way to the Isle of Lewis for the night. Shortly after listening, my boyfriend suggested a trip to Bonfire Night Extravaganza in the wee town near Brighton. It wasn't until colleagues corrected me on my pronunciation from Lewis to Lewis that it all made sense. What a silly goose I am.
Oh.
Well, what a beautiful place, incredible bonfire celebration. We loved it so much. And are checking out property. Ah, we might be neighbours soon. You know, I really understand that. Lewis is very you, Tom.
Oh, don't.
You rolled your eyes so hard then. Once
I do that glass blowing course and open that shop selling
what
a solution.
Blowing?
Glass. Thank you. And set up my own, you know, vase shop or whatever.
Yes.
That will be where I open it, I think, Lewis. It's the sort of place, you know what I mean?
Oh, gosh,
you
yeah.
Like
you can't sort of move for ceramicists.
Yes, exactly. Oh, the potter's wheels are spinning in Lewis.
There we go. We've got the title of the episode. Shout out to my brother Mark, who listens from Hong Kong, and Ooh. Kindly brought your wonderful podcast into my life. Thank you for all of the many, 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 many laughs, all of the buys, all the love, Steph.
Steph, what a lovely message. And also, may I recommend the Isle of Lewis?
I've never been.
Qu'est-ce
que tu fais?
C'est très bon. Et aussi un grand voyage de ici. I don't know if any of that's right, actually.
No, I don't. I can't remember what qu'est-ce que tu fais means. Is it that?
What is it that you do? Or how are you doing? What is it?
After 15 years, I'm still not quite sure. What is it that you do, Tom?
What is this thing you've got going on? Lewis, the Isle of Lewis, or Lewis? Lewis?
Lewis, I think.
Lewis is where Harris Tweed is from.
I like it.
And beautiful beaches.
Oh, yeah.
Pink sand.
Beach don't kill my vibe.
Beach don't kill my vibe, exactly. Beach, please.
Beach, please. There's a hut in Hove, you know, the little beach huts, and they've all got little names, and one of them is called Beach, Please.
Can I just say...
Go on, please do.
And I don't like this to be a hotbed of any more, you know, political opinions, but beach huts, I do not understand it, Susie.
Do you know they're so expensive?
So much money, hundreds of thousands of pounds for a shed on a pavement. We saw one in, where were we? Near Exmouth.
Yeah.
It was across a car park. There was a row of them across a car park. You weren't even on the beach.
Yeah. That's a car park hut. Are you sure that wasn't where you just paid for the parking?
Yeah, there's a big stick in front of the car.
Oh, God, that guy's living in there.
That guy.
There's glass, there's windows everywhere.
Yes. What's the point? I don't get it.
Well, I think the point is to be as close to the beach as possible.
But there's no running water.
No, there's no running water. And I'm not sure that you can have electrics. I don't think there's electric. So you can't make goodness. A cup of tea.
Oh, heavens. So what do you do?
I think you're putting some bits in there. I think what you've got is a cupboard.
Basically,
to
yeah.
To keep your beach things.
Oh, heavens. That's
I mean, it would be so much easier just to get a parking space and pay for parking.
Well, that's what I sort of thought. You just pop your camper van there.
Oh, I don't feel like you're camper van friendly.
No way. No, thank you. No, thanks. But I know, I understand it. I respect it. But
sure.
I'm not telling other people not to do it. I'm just saying for me.
It sounds like you are.
Well, I think everybody should do exactly as I say. Abandon
Everyone them. Would be a lot smarter, wouldn't they?
Well, it's very difficult to starch a collar, isn't it, in that cramped space?
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, if everyone listened to you, they'd be much smarter.
Oh, absolutely. I tell them that. I said, if you listen to me, you'll be a lot smarter. Do you mean physically smarter or mentally smarter?
I mean statutorily.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually quite casual today. But
so am I. I'm in joggers. I started wearing joggers on my days off.
Susie, why not?
I love it.
Well, what were you...
I guess I'm a slob.
What were you wearing before?
A denim.
Dresses. Oh, a denim. Oh.
A denim. Oh. But I don't... I can't
From
be wearing...
Nîmes, of course. A fabric developed in Nîmes in France.
Are you lying?
No.
Oh, wonderful. I was wearing my denim. Mm. And I didn't mean lying, I meant tricking. Tricking, you can really tell that I've got a 5-year-old. Are you tricking? is it a lie or a fib?
yeah.
But you know, you can't get comfy in denim.
No, I've never, I don't get it myself. I mean, it's hard wearing. I know. But it's workwear.
But it's hard wearing. Sometimes it's hard to wear.
Sometimes it's hard to wear. Sometimes it's hard to get on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I want it.
With a denim, how often would you launder?
Oh, well, that's the thing, because they're hard wearing.
They're hard wearing, yeah.
I don't know. I would say 3 or 4 wears.
That's low. I think that's very...
Is there?
Diligent. Well, I think some people don't wash them at all.
Yeah, see, I think that's minging.
Well, when I didn't wash mine... They would go a bit, when I did wash mine rather, they'd shrink a bit every time.
Yes, yes. But of course, that's another reason to hate yourself. Because you yes, of the course. And go, oh God.
Oh God, I can't even look after a pair of jeans.
Exactly. So.
That's how I feel like a little, yes, that's the mood again, isn't it? Creeping in like an L.S. Lowry painting. That's how I've been feeling the last couple of weeks. Have you ever been to that?
What, like a small person with a triangle like a, body walking around?
Like a little stick
in Manchester.
Person. Yes, skating around in a sad way on the way to the mill. Yes.
A melancholy mill worker.
A melancholy mill worker, yes. Probably sounds like one of his paintings. Have you ever seen that terrifying exhibition at the Lowry Theatre called Meet Mr. Lowry? And I only say it's terrifying because it's all very dark. Like they've obviously sent someone along with a camera, but no lighting, as was the way in 1964. And so you're just in Mr. Lowry's house, but it's very dark. And so it just feels very haunting, you know, like a,
yeah.
like a horrible, sad dream you might have on an autumnal afternoon.
I haven't seen it, Tom, but you know what? We'll be able to see that in just a few weeks.
Oh, good Lord. What a great link, Suze. This is why you are the very motor behind this. I don't mean that in a homophobic way. But just an absolute engine.
Where's their shoulders?
Yes.
And you're more of sort of the indicator.
Oh, yes, at best. Hazard lights. Hazard warning. And the glove box.
You're the glove box.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. So that's what I feel. That's what I think is true, because that is so true. We are going to L.S. Lowry's very own theatre.
We are indeed. We're going to walk. We're going to watch. We're not. We're not going to watch Like Minded Friends Live.
I thought you said we're
live.
Going to walk to Like Minded Friends.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to watch for Like Minded Friends Live. Wonder what they're going to do. Really excited for it.
Yeah, can't wait.
Guess what?
What's
the other night at a gig, the guy that played you in last year's Like Minded Friends Live with the people up on stage came to my tour.
Oh my God, the man's obsessed. Was he still
dressed
as me?
Honestly, I was thrilled. Yeah. Still had no hair.
Gosh.
Oh my God, he loves you.
Well done him. He just loves me.
He loves you.
Cancel that hair
transplant. Tell Turkey I'm not coming.
Cancel the flights. I'm staying.
Talking of famous paintings, did you see that meme that's doing the rounds of, you know, the Edvard Munch?
Oh yeah.
Painting of the Scream.
Yes.
Can you just pull that up on your screen? Could you just type it in? Just have a look at it on your phone and just look at the picture, and then I'm going to say something to you. I encourage everyone to do this at the same time. By the way, I didn't come up with this. I didn't come up with this. This was just something that I saw online that I'm now sharing with you. So I'm a messenger rather than a creator in this scenario.
Oh, no, that bloody thing won't load. Oh, what happened to me? Of course it won't.
Oh, God. Could your life get any harder?
Oh, God, poor me. No, I've turned off. I'm not going to go Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi obviously isn't going to play the game.
Oh, no. Tom, I'm so sorry.
Found it. No, I want it on images. Oh, God. God, it's so hard. Got it.
Okay, so look at it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Now I'm going to say to you, do you think there's any chance he was trying to draw a spaniel? Can you see it?
I can see the ears. And actually now, the more I look at it, the more I see the nose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
See, and because of our sad life.
We always gravitate towards.
Because of our maudlin disposition. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, absolutely. And I like how the people in the background are just going like, oh God, can't even draw a spaniel. Oh, how true. Oh, that's cheered me up, Suze.
Oh, I'm pleased. I'm so pleased.
In my search here, there's somebody who's a superimposed Santa Claus in the background, which is also fun.
Oh, can you see that one? People are funny. Like he's being chased.
Like he's being chased, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, funny. Oh, that's very fun. Very interactive, Suze. Well done for getting the listeners.
Thanks. Through. Right, should we have one more email?
Yes, shall we?
Someone's got in touch about schnitzels with noodles.
Oh, yes, I'd like to know about that. Go on, Suze. Yes.
Oh, okay, sure. Dear Tom and Susie, James here, long-time like-minded friend, first-time emailer and proud member of the Save the Podcast for Bath Time Club.
Oh,
don't worry, I do shower between episodes. I'm not a monster. I immediately love James. Now, I must share a moment that could have been plucked straight from a Susie anecdote. Much like your little one's recent Sound of Music awakening, I too introduced someone to the joys of Julie Andrews. My friend June, a glamorous German.
Love everything about that.
German, and blissfully unaware of the film's Nazi subplot, joined me for the 60th anniversary screening. Clang. Halfway through, June popped to the toilette. That's German for toilet. You're welcome. She returned just in time for the moment that gay Uncle Max, arm aloft, declaring Hail Hitler with gusto. The timing, impeccable. The room, silent. Our reaction, uncomfortable laughter. The side eyes, abundant. Possibly the only German in the room, she missed the setup entirely. It was like a live action episode of your podcast. What are you saying? That we don't do setups? Now on to my favourite thing, specifically schnitzel with noodle. I believe the noodles in question are spätzle.
Which
I know, thanks to my stint working at an Austrian restaurant in the glamorous postcode adjacent Marylebone.
Oh.
Clang again. Other side dishes were available, but none as singable. Anyway, thank you both for your weekly joy. You are the bath salts in my podcast hub.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say.
Yours in bubbles and musical theatre, James. And then he put kind regards.
Oh, kind regards, a lovely sign off. One of my favourites.
One of my faves.
One of my favourites. I tend to go for best regards myself. That's my afterlife.
People know that.
People
BW.
Know that I tell people a lot. Best. Lovely sign off, James.
Yes, thank you, James.
And I think I know that Austrian restaurant because I went there with Chris Sweeney from Homo Sapiens.
Oh, I love Chris Sweeney. Sweeney. So, hey, Chris Sweeney. Chris Sweeney. Hey, yeah, he's lovely.
What a lovely guy.
What a great guy.
He took me to this lovely Austrian restaurant on the Marylebone High Street, which is not an area of London I'm familiar with, other than through watching Nigella Lawson's series. Because I think she's, her and Nigel Slater actually are always pottering about there, maybe you know, mincing into their local greengrocers.
Pay like £7 for an apple.
Oh yes, £12 for a kumquat. Anyway,
what did you call me? What?
It was lovely, and it was Australian. They had a huge clock hanging up in the middle of it. I can't remember what it's called. Very apt, wasn't it? Very apt. Very apt.
Right, we've done. We've been here for forever.
I know, we keep overstaying our welcome. Sorry, those people in the bath will be wrinkled.
Oh, God, James is going to be...
Absolute prune.
Absolutely crinkle cut.
Absolutely crinkle cut. So, yes. Well, I will love to catch up with you. I've loved catching up with you.
Thank you. I've loved catching up with you also. May I let people know one quick thing?
Susie, please.
As many of you know from last year, because you all sponsored me and were so kind. We're doing it again this year. Alice and I are doing the Big City Sleep Out in aid of the Clock Tower Sanctuary.
Not a swimathon, dear.
Not a swimathon, no.
Oh, that would have been right up your street.
I know. Swimming, no. Sleeping on the pier on December the 1st.
Oh, Susie, that is very...
Yeah, it's to raise awareness and, look, you know, I'm not going to moan about it because there are many, many people across Brighton and indeed all over the country that are experiencing homelessness and aren't doing it just for one day to get sponsorship and raise awareness. That is the place they find themselves in at the moment. Anyway, the Clock Tower Sanctuary are an amazing charity. They do brilliant work for people in the Brighton area who are experiencing homelessness or are living in accommodation that isn't safe or is temporary. The Clock Tower Sanctuary are brilliant. They help people in so many different ways. You can go there and get a shower, you can wash your clothes and tumble dry them quickly so you can get them back on, you can have a nice hot dinner, you can also take dinner away with you so you've got something in the evening. There's also lots of practical help there, like helping people get more, you know, learning about maybe getting some courses or some more education or getting a job, having somewhere to send your post to, you know, all those things that we don't think about that we take for granted. Also obviously helping people with accommodation and things like that. And then it's just somewhere where people can be and they can hang out there for a few hours and get things done that they needed to do. It's a day service that's open 5 days a week, and it's really important. And I know last year many of our like-minded friends sponsored Alice and I, and if you know, I'm well aware not everybody has the money to, and that's totally understandable. But if you could sponsor us, that would be wonderful. We're trying to raise as much money as possible for this brilliant charity. And and if you do, just put a little LMF on it so I can know it's a little like-minded friend that's charged us some money. So thank you. Thank you in advance, anyone that can do that. Sorry, I'm always asking for things on this bloody podcast. Come to my tour. Buy my book. Sponsor me for sleeping. But it is outside. It's not.
I was going to say, where do people go to sponsor you? Is there?
Oh, thank you. I'm going to ask Emma to put the link in the show notes. And then also it's on my Instagram. Oh, it's in my bio.
Link in bio.
Link in bio.
Link in non-bio.
Link in non-bio. Exactly that. Okay, thank you. Anything you want to say?
No.
Okay, well, if I don't see you through the window...
I'll see you through the week, Suze. But okay, dear. Lovely catch up.
Lovely catch up.
You cheered me up.
Okay. Oh, I'm pleased. All right, love. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.